years, scientists who have looked back on the period have deemed the search for the Philosopher's Stone a fool's quest, and alchemy itself a pseudoscience.
So perhaps the dream of the alchemist is not so absurd.
People began to decouple alchemy from chemistry and began to associate chemistry with the kinds of assaying and weighing and quantitative methods, and also the interest in qualities of chemicals. From alchemy, which they now started to speak of as only the transmutatory part of the basic control.
Search for the Philosopher's Stone of fools, and alchemy itself a pseudoscience.
Many of the techniques of chemistry, even if they were not initiated, invented by the alchemists, were nevertheless perfected by them. Think about such fundamental operations as crystallization, distillation, sublimation, fundamental processes in chemistry.
As for the alchemist's central ambition of finding the philosopher's stone, fusing substances into gold, that objective is now upon.
We can transmute in the sense that clean reactions can take the nucleus of other elements and turn them into nucleus of gold. The dream of immortality is certainly very old, I think this would be.
So perhaps the dream of the alchemist is not so absurd.
Actually, science magic is in the early stages of the civilization. We're not as disparate, we're not as distinct as we now think they are. If you think about it critically, in magic, you take a series of objects and produce something totally unexpected from them. In science, doing very simple looking things. We can transmute in the sense that nuclear reaction can take the nucleus of other elements and turn them into the nucleus of gold.
People began to decouple alchemy from chemistry and began to associate chemistry with the kinds of assaying and taking that, but also the inability of chemicals. From everything, because only that is the result.